This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, transmitting the problems and flaws of the spouse to others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of transmitting the problems and flaws of the spouse to others in the family life and the challenges of the family. Now, when we look at the family life, we see that people do have many problems in their life and they cannot cooperate with each other. They're having issues. And when we look at in depth and we do an in-depth study of the family relation, we find that the main issue is that the spouse, they transmit the problems and flaws of their spouses to others, maybe to their sisters, brothers, parents, friends or closer friends, or maybe the husband's friends or the wife's friend. So these are the main issues that whenever in a family, when a husband transmits the problems of her wife to her, for example, family members or to his own family members or the friends, there the problem starts. On the other hand, it's the same that if wife transmits the problems and the flaws of the husband to his family or maybe to her own family, there the issues starts. And we can see that when the secrecy of the family is leaked by one of them, by either of them, then the problems starts in the family life. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of transmitting the problems and flaws of the spouse to others. And we said that this is one of the common things that you can find in every single family, that when a family do not have a peaceful environment within it, it is because that one transmits the problems and flaws of the spouse to the others. Maybe those others can be their brothers and sisters, it can be their parents, or maybe children even, or maybe the friends or neighbors or anyone. Whereas in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ, that your wives are clothes for you and your clothes for your wife. Now, I think I gave this example before, but it's good to just repeat the example that, you know, Allah says in the Quran that you're the clothes of each other. What does clothes do? It hides the flaws. It hides the faults. It hides the problems that I have. When I put on clothes, if I have any flaws or faults, or if I have anything on my body which I do not want to show, it hides it. So when husband and wife are the clothes for each other, they should hide each other's flaws. They should hide each other's problems. And by talking to each other, by helping each other, they should solve these issues. If someone has some kind of flaws, so he definitely needs a help, or maybe she definitely needs a help. Who is the best person who can help him or her? It's the spouse. It's the husband who can help wife, and the wife can help husband. Therefore, we need to pay the role of being the clothes of each other, means hiding and protecting each other, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.